Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. So after all of that, Cavs-Warriors end in a sweep. And you think about Golden State, backs against the wall a little bit against Houston, find a way. Cavs look like they're going to win game one, Golden State finds a way to win. And now the Warriors win back-to-back titles and three titles in 4 years. And a couple of things with this. You would think after winning back-to-back titles that my opinion of the Warriors would be at its highest, and it's not. Like, it might be at its lowest. Now, that's all relative, of course, to an expectation level. Even it being at its lowest, I still think they're probably the best offensive constructed team ever. I didn't think Golden State really played that well all playoffs long. Which is kind of scary to think they didn't play that well all playoffs long and they, what, lost five games and won again? I mean, they quit a few times, rolled over and gave in a few times. They looked disjointed in big moments at times. But what they could do is they would turn on that light switch and they had a level that they could go to that very few teams in the history of the NBA can reach. And to me, Golden State won this title because of a few stretches of just turning on that switch. And that good was so good that it won it all. And, you know, listen, we can play the what-if game, and it's sneaky fascinating. What if Chris Paul doesn't get hurt? I think the Rockets probably win. What happens if the charge doesn't get overturned in game one or George Hill makes free throw or J.R. Smith remembers the score? I think the Warriors probably still win, but who knows? So, yes, you can play the what-if game, but you know what? You can kind of play the what-if game. You can do that almost every year with every team who wins a championship or even doesn't win a championship. The bottom line is this. Golden State swept Cleveland and won. Now, personally, I would have given the finals MVP to Steph. I thought he was their MVP. I get that he was bad in game three and Kevin Durant was amazing. But to me, the guy was, you know, he was pretty damn good in game one. Had the huge and one take to the basket late in regulation. He sets an NBA finals record for made threes with 9 in game two. And then had 37 in the closeout game in game four. I personally would have voted for Steph, but Kevin Durant got it. And I want to talk about Durant. Because, you know what, man? All of a sudden, Kevin Durant, 2 championships for KD, 2 finals MVPs for KD. And I realize that what I'm about to say is probably an opinion that is spawned out of Haterville. But here it goes. I'm so impressed with Kevin Durant's ability as a basketball player. It's incredible. The game has never seen anything like, as much as we say the game's never seen anything like Steph, the game's never seen anything like Kevin Durant. 7-footer, can handle it, one of the best shooters ever, arguably one of the most unstoppable scorers of all time. I am so wildly impressed with Kevin Durant's basketball abilities. But I find myself not being overly impressed with what he's accomplishing. These two titles feel a little hollow to me. And I shouldn't say not impressed. That's not right. Let me walk that back. I'm not as impressed as one should be when watching someone win 2 straight titles and 2 straight finals MVPs. I'm just not. Again, full disclosure, this is coming from a LeBron lover, but I just don't find myself as impressed as I should be. I remember a year ago, I basically had the exact same take after the finals. But throughout this year, I was curious if another year of winning would change my tune on Durant. And it just hasn't. And trust me, I get it, man. I respect winning. I know it's hard. I get it. I respect his basketball abilities. Obviously, the guy is incredible. His game three was one of the best finals performances I've ever seen. But I, in my mind, separate the basketball ability from what the accomplishments are. I find myself not being as impressed with his accomplishments as I should be. Someone tweeted this weekend something that I found really interesting. The tweet was, Kevin Durant is an amazing player and should be one of the best ever, but he's leaving behind no legacy right now. And I do think there is some truth in that. On a broad, you know, 50,000 foot square view level, I'm happy for him that he got away from Russell Westbrook in that style. I am happy for him that he gets to play for such an amazing organization, play for such an amazing head coach, and play basketball the right way. But in terms of legacy of the accomplishments, it feels hollow. It feels not quite as good as it should be. It's weird. And maybe this sums it up. And maybe I'm alone on this, maybe I'm not. The Kevin Durant from 2 years ago and the Kevin Durant now, they're two different dudes in terms of, you know, what they have in their Wikipedia, you know, two rings, two finals MVPs. But I got to be honest, I view the Kevin Durant from 2 years ago and the Kevin Durant today the same in a lot of ways. I guess what I'm saying is I'm not totally sure what we've learned about Durant over the past 2 years. I always knew he was an all-time player, an elite all-time scorer. That really hasn't changed. But in terms of competitive greatness and as a winner, he joined the best team in the NBA. He joined a team that had already won a title. He joined a team that had just won a single season NBA record 73 games. He joined that team and won. Like, I guess I'm not sure how people are supposed to digest that in terms of competitive greatness and as a winner. And that's what I'm talking about in the context of accomplishments. Like, to me, there was this train that had made it to the mountaintop, or a gondola that had made it to the mountaintop before, and the gondola was heading back to the mountaintop, and Durant got on that gondola. Now, in the midst of heading up to the mountaintop, he's done some impressive things. But I guess the fact that the gondola made it to the mountaintop, am I supposed to give Durant credit for navigating that? Again, I'm not sure how people are or how I'm supposed to digest that in terms of competitive greatness and as a winner. Maybe I'm alone on that. Maybe I'm not. And again, I know that on some level, I'm jaded from my LeBron love. I'll say that out loud. And I know that probably on some level, the genesis of this opinion lives in Haterville. But it's how I feel. And I can't lie to y'all with how I feel. So I can sit here and entertain and talk about, like, and rant and rave about Kevin Durant and his basketball, his ability to play basketball. It's freaking unbelievable. Unbelievable. But when all of a sudden you get into that, like, competitive greatness, how we slot it as a winner, like what he's accomplishing, that's where it just feels a little bit hollow to me, and it feels a little bit different to me.
And you talk a lot about, when it comes to these different stars, how is history going to treat X player?
Right.
And one of your takes has been history is going to treat LeBron James very kindly.
I do believe
very
that.
Kindly. History is going to treat Tom Brady very, very kindly.
Yes.
when I think of Kevin Durant, and look, I don't care how many titles he wins with the Golden State Warriors. I don't think history is going to treat him very well.
Yeah, I don't.
I really don't. Like, I honestly think that history is going to treat him the exact same way he's being treated today.
Yeah, where there's a lot of
It's a superstar who hopped on a train that was already going to the top of the mountain.
Like, and it had already been to the top of the mountain.
Like, how is that? Like, somebody explain to me how that narrative is going to change.
Yeah, I, you know, because like Blake says, what's the difference between LeBron's two in Miami and Kevin Durant's in Golden State? So both were on teams that were supposed to win with the most talent. The difference is, and people, I don't know why, can't understand. The difference is LeBron went to Miami and created a team. Like, this team had not been to the mountaintop. Wade won, yes, in 2006.
That was that 4 or 5
years
before LeBron got there? 5 years.
Like, there had 5 years that elapsed prior to their arrival. I think did Miami either miss the playoffs or lost in the first round of the playoffs that year?
I think they made it, but they lost early.
How is that remotely comparable to Durant joining a team that had already won a title and just won NBA record 73 games?
I think last year, because that same question.
There's
was
so many people that do that.
Year.
Yeah,
and my response was, okay, what LeBron did? LeBron took a ranch and essentially did extreme home makeover and turned it into a mansion.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant just moved into a mansion.
That's exactly right.
He just moved into the mansion.
Yeah, that's the everything. The blueprint had already been laid. The foundation had already been laid. The culture had already been set. Everything was set. The table was set. The steak was there. The salad was there. The drinks were there. The wine was on the table. Durant sat down, grabbed a fork and knife, and ate. LeBron went to Miami and had to cook the food, and he had to set the table. He had to put the wine on the table. He had to then scoop the potatoes on everybody's plate and then eat. Like, to me, there is a I don't see any similarities between what Durant did going to Golden State and what LeBron did and going to Miami.
Who would have won the NBA championship if KD didn't join Golden State? Golden State would have.
Yeah.
Most likely Golden State would have won the title.
Yeah.
Now, was it going to be an absolute march to a title like it was? Probably not.
Right.
But they were still the best damn team in the league.
They went 73-9 and had already won a title without him. So, like, it's just different to me. It's different to me. And again, I'm not going to be sit there, like I've always said, a homer is someone that is like, that is jaded and refuse to admit that they're jaded. I'll admit I'm probably jaded with LeBron. I'll admit that. I'll say that out loud. But I just, I can't fight how I'm feeling as I'm watching Durant accomplish what he's accomplishing. Two titles, two finals MVPs. You would think that would bring about a certain set of emotions. And I got to be honest, they're not prevalent for me. They aren't. And maybe I'm alone on that. Maybe I'm not. 402-951-1620. All right. Got a thought? Hit me up. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com, or you can hit me on Twitter, @NickBob. 15 minutes away from Reed Forgrave, CBS. Mike Schaefer, Verz, all still to come. Game time.